new from Stick Figure and Jack Johnson. Home.
I've gotta get home. There's a garden to tend. All the fruits on the ground and the birds have all moved back to my
Two great tastes and taste great together. Am I right, John?
Dude, it's such a vibe, and it's almost crazy that Jack Johnson hasn't been more in this scene for a longer time.
He's a very soulful, interesting human being.
He's very cool.
I can't believe that my lime tree is dead. I thought it was sleeping, I guess it got laid up.
Gonna smoke with my buddy Jack Johnson. Smoking with some banana pancakes.
My time is soon.
Smoking upside down.
Little baby monkey.
Smoking with the man in the yellow hat. We be smoking. I think this guy's got the definitive huggy wuggy answer.
Man, we were gone so long, I forgot.
I know, me too. Hello, sir.
Hey.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good.
So I heard that Fuggy Wuggy was a bear.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, Fuggy Wuggy wasn't there?
Oh, did he tell you? Did you just take him on his word when you said he had a definitive answer? I didn't know if he gave you the answer.
No. He gave me nothing.
Last night at Amalie Arena, I text you something from the bathroom that I'm feeling very passionate about, and I think we strongly disagree on. So at Amalie Arena, it's rated pretty much the best arena in all of sports year after year outside of Madison Square Garden and what's the other one there? Is it Barclays Arena
Barclays.
In New York? Outside of those two arenas, it makes more money than any other arena. It is a place to behold. But when I went to the bathroom, they do something in the men's bathroom where every toilet is an individual toilet. There are no urinals, and it's just nothing but a sea of stalls. That, to me, does lend itself to a couple different issues. And here's what I text you, and here's what I stand by. Is it okay or not okay to say bring back the troughs to our sporting arenas?
Ooh.
Bring back the troughs.
The trough is a very useful way to cycle gentlemen through the restroom because many gentlemen can pee at once into one receptacle.
Yes.
I believe the Lightning, being an elite first-class outfit, would rather sacrifice utilitarian purposes for class, and there's just no other way to say it. A trough is low class.
See, and that's the thing. Like, you see it as low class.
Yeah.
I see it as something that is gritty, that shows a hard-working blue-collar city like Tampa Bay, a team that busted their ass, a Florida team that nobody really gave a chance that now sits holding three cups, and there's something about that old-school sport mentality that I think is injected into this city and into this team that a trough represents. And when you just walk up and you got a group of men, no barrier, no walls, one trough, all those hogs surrounding that trough, maybe a little bit of ice peppered throughout it, depending on the set of situations. I think that it's like a homage to days gone by.
Huh. That's a very interesting counterpoint. If you have a plaque up that explains exactly what you said, that the trough is a metaphor for the grit and guts of our Tampa Bay Lightning, sure. But if you got some guy from out of town going to his first game and he walks in and everyone's peeing into a giant metal trough, he's going to be like, well, this is a low-class organization.
Well, here's the – and again, I'm picking my words very kindly because I love Amalie Arena. It is the best. But the other thing is, God forbid you've got to sit down on a toilet in there because these toilets have been used as a urinal by everybody else. So you have everybody just raw-dogging over that, just – going on the toilet seat, going everywhere.
Yes.
So if you had a trough along one wall and then just the seated normal traditional stalls on the other, you could have the best of both worlds because a man's got to go. Like, nobody's lifting up the seat. Like,
no.
Nobody's walking into a
no.
stall and lifting up the seat.
No, and I did, to your point, I did remark to myself last night, thank God I don't have to sit down because these gentlemen and their wayward streams –
Oh, it's just, I mean, they're savages. And you want to know what a savage deserves?
A trough.
It's almost like what you said is true, but at the same time, you've got to meet the demands of people. Specifically, I understand there are classier events too. Not that a Lightning game isn't classy, but a lot of people pounding Coors Lights, having a good time, really got the flow going. The seal has been broken, and just going in and out of those stalls. I think, what if there was one specialty, what if there was like one specialty bathroom that you knew was just wall-to-wall troughs?
Yeah.
So it's like, there's barely any lines, it's just a big trough.
I mean, if you knew that it was there, and if you wanted to go to Trough City, then you could. But
Trough
if,
City.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty good, I'm trying to kind of workshop ideas for what the trough area would be called, but Trough City's a good starting point.
727-579-1025. I have it on good authority that the reason that it's all toilets is that the men's room can be converted to ladies' rooms if necessary.
What's necessary?
I don't know. Like maybe there's like a Cher concert or like a empowering females expo. I don't know.
I was thinking like something a little more salacious. I will say, sometimes I feel like your gasp set me up for something that then ends up not being as big, but that was on brand. Your gasp actually could have been louder. Try it again.
No.
What do we do?
Can't do anything. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Okay or not okay to go to troughs in a men's room.
Take me down to the big trough city where the hogs are out and the...
Then the feel is gritty.
Yeah.
Drew Gabba live with John Senning. Who are you?
Marketing campaign.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Hi. I probably won't go to the trough.
No offense, ma'am. You're not welcome at the trough.
Wrong room, wrong equipment. But how about the... With the cost of beers at Amalie Arena, why not make the beer bottle and or can convertible into a completely portable disposable urinal? And then for us ladies, we got to get some because have you been in a women's room?
No.
Do you know how nasty those places
are? I've heard.
What's going on in there?
Seen?
Is there just blood all over the walls?
Have you ever used a shiwi before? Do you know what
there
that
are,
is?
There are things clinging to the walls that are bloody at times.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, God love women, but they got things going on with their bodies that are just, you know, they're working through things at all times.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just a, you know, looks like a Dexter kill room in there.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Is that real about... I'm just trying to think of... So are there events where they transition the women's rooms to men's room?
Yeah, but I can't think of what those events might be.
Well, and why... all right.
Gentlemen?
Sir?
Sir. Gentlemen.
Yes, Chicago Chuck.
Hey, Chucky! Chucky, baby. Baby Chucky, how you been, buddy?
Oh, it's been a rough couple of weeks. I had shoulder surgery.
I do. I remember, man. I've been thinking of you.
Yeah. Oh. And then after 3.5 weeks, it didn't stop bleeding. And I sent my doctor pictures. And he's like, well, you know, it's not so bad. I'm like, doc, that's not gauze. Those are washcloths full of blood.
Oh, my God.
So they sent out a nurse. I had 102 fever, was infected.
Oh, my gosh, Chuck.
A lot of blood.
I was in emergency surgery that night. But that was 2 weeks ago, so hopefully I'm the mend. But anyway,
good.
To the urinals.
Yeah,
I come from the land of Wrigleyville.
Well, I bet they got a lot of troughs. They got a lot of troughs in Chicago, huh?
Yeah, Wrigley Field, yeah. You know, we don't care. Just let me pee.
I think that's the thing is there's a lot of kind of everything you said about it being a second-class operation to have a trough. I think that when a man gets inside a bathroom, all they want to do is to be able to go pee as quick as humanly possible and be gone. So whether it's in a trough or...
Yeah, we need to pee without getting arrested. We don't care.
That's my goal.
That is true.
That is my goal. Every time I got to take a whiz, I'm like, I just want to empty my bladder without getting arrested.
Dude, there was a moment last night where I had to go so bad, and it was in between intermissions, and I just felt like the lines were too much to handle. So I just went on, you know, I just went on a hunt, and I finally found the bathroom with the shortest line, and there was pretty much no line. But sometimes it's just – if it gets in your head.
I know. And when you drink a lot of water, like we try to, you got to, there are times when you really just got to go now.
Yeah.
Drew Gabba Live with John Senning.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I'm going to say not okay, only because having kids coming through the trough area when you got a 20 or so guys and you're trying to bring your son in there and you're, you know, that can, now it can raise a conversation, obviously, but if he's, you know, and the trough is a little too high for a little bitty guy.
Well,
so you're gonna need
again, I would like to revisit my plan for Emily Arena. Emily, if you'd like to get with me, I can lay out the five-step plan.
Oh.
There will still be some stalls. It's not going to be just all trough, unless you're in Trough City, which then that will be a full trough facility.
No kids.
Okay,
but I mean,
yeah,
what
you
what are you worried about?
Yeah.
Is he gone?
Yeah.
Oh well, what would.
I know, like your kid sees other men peeing, like you're gonna see that with urinals anyway.
I mean, I just don't that part. I mean, maybe just because everybody's creepy now. Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe because I mean, that being said though, you got your 7-year-old kid walks up to the trough, he looks over, there's the girth master,
oh,
and then you know, you really got some splaining to do.
I would put my kid like on the far wall and protect him from all the other trough peers. I would be
like build a wall, like you stand sideways.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you got, sometimes you got to block the trough off, and you know, everybody. It's like a society that regulates itself.
Yeah,
it's kind of. Are you seeing the previews? You're hearing people talk about that Unlock show on Netflix.
Uh-uh.
It's like one of the biggest shows right now on Netflix. It happened in a real maximum security prison, and they go into this prison, and for a television show. They change everything about it. These guys are on a normal basis only let out of their cells for like an hour a day or something.
Yeah.
So they go in and they tell them, we're going to open up all the doors. We're going to take out all of the officers. And you guys are pretty much going to become a society that regulates yourself. And if you can handle this, we'll keep it. And if not, we'll stop it. And people seem to be liking it.
Yeah, I read the concept of it, and I read that there were prisoners laughing, like, you can't let us have that much freedom.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard what the ultimate outcome is on it, but it's just weird that, I mean, I guess it's not that weird. You're in prison, so.
Drew Gabba Live with John
Senning. We're going to open the doors. Oh, my God.
Hello.
Hey, how are you? That sounds like a real Lord of the Flies type situation.
Oh, yeah, it does, kind of.
It's funny because when I first saw the preview, I thought they were going to open up the doors to the jail.
And just let them.
I thought they were like, you got to be back here. But but I guess that would have been a little too extreme.
Yeah, but I mean, what they're
before
doing
the
is pretty extreme.
Lights come on.
Yeah, but it'd be before the streetlights or you're in trouble. What's up, dude?
No, I was going to say, I think it is okay to go to a trough bathroom with one caveat.
Okay.
So you remember a couple years back when they were doing the whole bathroom thing, who can go to what bathroom?
Yeah.
I think it should be a men's room, a ladies' room, and a white trash bathroom.
And the white trash bathroom has a trough?
Exactly, yeah.
It's good, but what if there's a black gentleman or a gentleman of any other color who wishes to use a trough?
Well, how about we call it this? The red-blooded American man bathroom.
I would like to think that white trash is an all-encompassing term, and it can be applied to all races equally.
Mm. It does hold a certain. I don't know though. I feel like white trash. Yeah.
If I was a
black gentleman, I would not feel safe going to the white trash bathroom. Like I'd need something to make me feel a little more welcome.
Well, we just have a white trash bathroom and a black trash bathroom. Doesn't feel right.
No. It's just
why is it white trash feels so right? But any other trash
we've realized as of late that the only type of, you know, racism is the kind that, you know, works against white people.
Drew Gabba Live with John Senning. Who are you?
# Free Palestine.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Hey, I think we need to bring back the pee trough.
Well, that's what we're saying here. Yeah. John wanted to really expeditiously move through the bathroom last night, and there was no trough.
Well, I've been blessed to experience a pee trough up in Georgia that's in the center of the room.
Oh, wow, like a circle?
That's a lot of
trust.
Oh,
that's nice. So you can get a peek at everybody's hog equally.
With this very transparent piece of plastic hanging from the ceiling down where it didn't hide much. So basically people would look at each other while peeing.
Oh, I'd bite my lip. I would pee and then bite my lip as I looked at the gentleman across from me as he was peeing. That's what I would do. I'd probably be kicked
out.
But
you would not believe how many people can squeeze into a 9-foot tub like that.
You gotta go.
Rub a dub, baby. I'd like to be in the center of that circle, if you know what I'm saying.
I do.
By the way, if anybody from Amalie Arena is looking, I'm pricing out troughs. Yeah. I can get one LK trough urinal for $3,158. So, I mean, that seems pretty cost effective for Trough City.
Yeah.
Is there any other name for it?
A trough? No, I don't think so. I've never heard of another name for it.
Just the multiple station trough urinal with exposed flush pipe, 60 by 14 by 8. That's a nice trough.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Drew Gobble Live with John Senning. We're talking about troughs and whether it's okay or not okay to bring them back.
Bring back the trough.
Yeah, I got a trough story. It happened about 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Take us back to the trough.
We happened to be out of town at a wedding near Detroit, and it happened to be the Bucks were in town at the same time. So on a Sunday, buddies of mine decided to go to the Bucks game. And
In Detroit. Is this the Silver Dome or Ford Field?
The old stadium.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called.
Silver Dome.
Anyway, we were a few pops in, and at halftime, we decided to go to the bathroom, and they had, like the other caller said, it was a whole circle, like a whole oval where people standing on both sides.
I can't even envision that.
Bunch of pecker checkers get in there, and it's like,
yeah, get this. Me and my buddy hike up to this thing, and I got stage fright, and I can see this dude across from me, and he's huge. And I jab my buddy in the side with my elbow, and I'm like, I think his thing says lemon on it. And he looks at me, and he goes, nah. And the dude across the way said, bro, it says Leroy Selman. You want to check? And we sobered up real quick, zipped up, and got out of there.
Was that a joke?
No, that's for real.
Oh, I thought I hung up on you.
Oh.
So wait, the man had Leroy Selman tattooed on his...
It looked like lemon. And he...
Get out of here. That's like when I went to Jamaica, I was relieving myself, and there was a Jamaican gentleman next to me, and I just couldn't help but be a pecker checker, John, because it was rather large. So I looked over, and I guess his girlfriend's name was Wendy. I said, you must have a girlfriend named Wendy. I see her name is tattooed on your shaft. And he said, actually, welcome to Jamaica, man. Have a nice day. Same theory.
That's the other thing, too, is like what happens to the – like we've got so many things going wrong with our society. Are we sure that a lot of our problems don't stem from the fact that the trough is – like can we track the
gun violence?
Well, not even everything, but I mean, just as troughs have become less apparent in our society, it seems like everything's gone to hell.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to attribute it to, but
no,
you know, maybe it's almost, you know how that sexual competitive nature that we have, that they talk about with like threesomes and stuff.
Uh-huh.
What if it's just about being exposed to other man's wieners, like give you more like to fight for?
Yeah. Like less, you're less violent when you see more dong. And the fact that we haven't seen a lot of dong makes us more violent.
Yeah.
Bring back the trough. Drew Gobble Live with John Senning. Who are you?
Hey, hot jobber.
Hey.
How hot?
So hot.
AC attic hot.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah, man.
That's real hot.
What's up?
Yeah, yeah. So I just want to say, hey, thanks, y'all, for the 5 o'clocker.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I do agree. It is a hell of a segment.
Yeah, thank you.
5 o'clock on a Friday, a little trough.
Okay, not okay, a little trough talk.
Thank you. Yeah.
Appreciate that. Hi, Drew Gobble Live with John Senning. Who are you?
You smell something?
Yeah.
You smell food?
Like burning food or popcorn?
To me, it smells like a delicious homemade meal. Smells like an open-faced turkey sandwich with gravy.
It does.
And mashed potatoes.
There's no way someone's cooking turkey.
But somebody might have got something delivered. It's really tantalizing.
Maybe Bomar brought by food after they heard us talking about him yesterday. Hello, who are you?
One time, blue collar man. One time, let's get together and pee on the top. Top City, yeah.
Cox City. Like, is where Cox broadcasting.
One trough.
What about?
Talking about one trough. Let's pee together
and be all right. Let them all stand on their long ass lines. Hello, Drew Grubb Alive with John Senning.
I'm staring at wieners and I'm feeling just fine.
John.
Yeah.
You've been to Frankenmuth, right?
Yes, yes.
Right down the street from the Varian Inn, there's a bar that has a trough the bar.
Dude, well, guess what? I'm doing the Trough Around America tour, and I'll start in Michigan, and then I'll just work my way across the the northern area. And
the last time I was there before I came to Florida, I was with a girl, and she's like, "What the hell is this for?" Mm. And I didn't know what to say, and so the bartender says, "Well, I guess it's one of the oldest bars around." He says, "That's a trough to pee in." She goes, "I'm not peeing in here." He goes, "It's only for men." So it's pretty funny.
Why did they put ice in the trough? Is that just a way to dispose of ice, or does the ice have a tactical use?
I think it maybe dissipates the smell. I think. I don't know. I've seen, like, bunches of ice in troughs. There was a
which
bar
I kind of like.
Mushrooms.
Like, there's something fun about
just making it melt.
Yeah, just like, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to do it.
Drew Grubb Alive with John Senning. Who are you? Hello?
Hello?
Trough Talk.
Who are you?
Hey, my name is Anthony. And I went to Skipper's Smokehouse, and it was the first time I ever seen a trough.
Oh.
And I washed my hands in it because I didn't know what it was.
Oh, no. Did the faucet look like a wiener?
I don't know if I know you guys have been to Skipper Smokehouse a bunch of times, probably, but if you remember, there was a trough in the bathroom and it had ice in it. And, and I was like, I wonder what the hell this is. And lo and behold, I picked up the ice and I was like, And then I said, oh, no, this isn't right. I think they're seeing this.
You think that's bad?
We don't have those up north.
I tugged on the soap dispenser until lotion came out of it.
You were spot on, by the way. Freezing odor-causing molecules. The ice freezes odor-causing molecules in urine, which prevents odors from being released.
Well, broken clocks right twice a day,
John.
Dude,
that's pretty good. So, I mean, that does mean we're going to have to account. When I do put together my five-point plan for the Amelie folks, I will probably have to add in some ice. And this will be, just to keep it Amelie-esque in that they're cutting edge, the first trough in America with a built-in ice maker.
Oh, it's perfect.
So it's just like every little bit, there'll be a little window that opens and just fresh ice pours out. And if you catch it just in time, you can also top off your drink.
Hang tight. We've got M&M news when we come back.
Yeah, super exciting.
Sorry. M&M news. Both got really excited.
It's exciting. I don't know what it means, but it's exciting.
I just know this. Another blazing Florida summer is coming up, but you can beat the heat with Climate Design Home Services. They know their stuff, okay? Climate Design's installed heating and cooling systems, including Trane and Tampa Bay, since 1973, 50 years and counting, put their experience to work for you and enjoy total comfort. You might know Climate Design best because they deliver the cool all year round. They also specialize in electrical and plumbing services, so let them power up your home with electrical installations or repair. You got a clogged drain or a broken water heater, they will come to the rescue right away, 888-8P, 7 days a week. Climate Design has your back with special offers as well. Now through May 31st, take advantage of generous rebates from Trane and Climate Design on a new AC system. You could save up to $2,600. And if you want more info, just go to climatedesign.com. That is climatedesign.com.